Amunayi, Koma, Zadikosa. Bana tanga di bobo musa tanga, Jesa di la mumba.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Reggae Makossa with Makeda Dread. We are celebrating the month of Marcus Messiah Garvey, 119 years old this month. On August 17th, Garvey was born in St. Anne, Jamaica. Garvey was one of the greatest leaders that African people have ever produced at this time. Here's a conference call with Garveyites around the world. Listen carefully.
Tell us about Du Bois.
I think you're talking about The Vision of Africa, Dr. Clark's book. Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois. I could probably speak volumes on him as a person, but on the NAACP in general, I believe you were mentioning, there was a lot of animosity between the NAACP and the UNIA, largely because of the circles. You know, the NAACP was founded by Europeans. At the time, the Honorable Marcus Garvey was elected President General. The chair of the NAACP was a white military intelligence officer by the name of Major Joel E. Spingarn. He chose some of the greatest members of the Boule, which is a kind of a right-wing, elitist, Negro, normally very light-skinned crowd. And many of them have their, you know, degrees and PhDs and all these, you know, nice titles behind their name. And they normally get selected in all the cocktail parties with the white man. Malcolm X would give him a designation house nigger, for lack of better words. But a lot of these people were very bougie and intellectual, and they really didn't have a program that could truly address the needs of the race as a whole. You know, if you really look at the program outline, the NAACP was really just a legal defense fund that the Jewish community had actually manipulated some black folks by bringing them into the organization and having them speak for the organization, but not actually control the organization. So anyway, when the Honorable Marcus Garvey came on the scene, and in short of 2 years from the time he founded the UNIA in 1918, had already outnumbered the NAACP 100 times over, a lot of people began to get jealous. As he began to set up political institutions as well as economic institutions, he set up the Negro World and circulated more than the Crisis magazine. He set up the Black Star Line that, you know, was a worldwide shipping expedition that was traveling and conducting trade, and it was being advertised in the Negro world. Then he set up the Negro Factory Corporation so that the products that we produce, you know, et cetera, can be marketed through the newspaper and delivered through the shipping line. And then he set up the Motor Corps and the Legionnaires to protect economic industry and also to protect the people and to distribute people back and forth throughout the world so that we can travel. You know, white folks had their white star line. Why shouldn't we have our black star line? And ours was a much more powerful shipping line for the amount of resources and the amount of time we put into it before the Europeans started attacking the ships and eventually started, you know, throwing objects in the engine, et cetera. But the NAACP...
Let me say something real quick about the ships. The myth is that the ships that the Honorable Marcus Garvey and the directors of the Black Star Line purchased were unfit ships. That is not true. The ships that they purchased, it was during the time when the war had just ended in 1918, and the ships were at a premium because most ships in the world were being used to transport people back to the countries that they had come from, repatriate them back to the country. So it was difficult to purchase ships. But when the UNIA purchased its ships, the ships were purchased at a fair price, and then they were refitted for the purpose for which they were purchased. So when you talk about he bought ships and then he put money into the ships because they had to be refitted for the purpose of for which they were purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ships as well was the goal was to purchase 3 ships a month, which meant that over the course of 20 years or 40 years or 100 years, we would have a fleet of ships, thousands of ships. And so, and when the ships were purchased, those ships had been the names of Europeans and other names, but the UNIA then turned around and named those ships after great people like Phyllis Wheatley and Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington and Antonio Maceo. To even the ships were used as a way to inspire confidence and faith and pride in our race. So no stone was unturned. But then the point that I really wanted to make was that as the Universal Negro Improvement Association was organizing the International Convention of the African People of the World, Du Bois was on the scene. And so at the International Convention, the Honorable Marcus Garvey reached out to Du Bois and said, Du Bois, we would like to have your name placed in nomination as the leader of the Negro people of America. The Honorable Marcus Garvey sent out the hand of fellowship and friendship and said to Du Bois, we'd like to place your name in nomination as the leader of all the Negro people of America. And Du Bois said, by no means will accept my name being placed in nomination. I thank you, however. But then on this opening day of the International Convention of the Negro People of the World, which anybody with any sense would have showed up to see what was happening, Du Bois did show up. But he was so embarrassed because he had so little confidence in Marcus Garvey's ability to pull this off that as soon as people identified that he was there, he ran away. So when you talk about the antagonism that existed between the Honorable Marcus Garvey and W.B. Du Bois, it was never Marcus Garvey who would initiate those kind of attacks, because most of the time he just ignored people who were silly and who were foolish and who exhibited that kind of disunity. It was only when he was provoked over and over and over again. And Du Bois and the NAACP is just the tip of the iceberg. The famous Chicago Defender, and I'm saying that because I'm in Chicago right now, the Chicago Defender, headed by Robert S. Abbott, was another one of those forces that attacked the Alma Marcus Garvey. And why did Robert Abbott, who had this powerful newspaper where thousands of our people were reading it and being influenced by it every day, why did Robert Abbott attack the Alma Marcus Garvey? Because the principle of race loyalty got in Abbott's way. In other words, inside of the Universal Negro Improvement Association High Executive Council, there were, and inside of its constitutions, it said that a leader of the High Executive Council could not be married to a member of the alien race. He could not be married to a white woman, because when a decision had to be made in reference to the interests of the race, a man whose bed partner, whose wife, who laid beside him, who could whisper in his ear, who fed him his food, if she said, honey, don't do this. Think about me. Think about the white race. Think about your white wife. Then that person could be persuaded against serving the interests of his people. So they disallowed that. So Robert Abbott was ruled out. And there was a lot of Negroes who had these white wives or were chasing these white girls and white women who were ruled out. And so Garvey stood in the way of miscegenation, because for some of them then and some of them now, their dream is that one day when you see a white man standing there with a black dot on his face, that black dot would represent the only remains of the black race, because they themselves hated their dark skin, hated their broad noses, hated their curly hair. They hated their bronze features. They wanted to be with the, like the white man, his aquiline features. They wanted to have blue eyes, and you know that's true, because even today you got brothers and sisters now running around. They got green eyes. They got blue hair. They got blue eyes, blonde hair, and now and some are lightening their skin and chopping off their noses.
Brother Shock, I'm sorry. The radio station just called on the other line. Sister Makeda, can we share the broadcast?
Yeah, we can share it if you guys bring us in. Could you bring us in?
Is yeah, I'm bringing you in right now.
Okay, great.
Okay, we're clicking over. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you hold, please?
Yes.
Easy, I can get that. But giving away a ticket to the UNIA 10th anniversary dinner tonight at the Medallion Hall Hotel at 6:30 p.m. We're going to the phones now. We're talking to Garveyites internationally across the globe. We have on the line Mariamah Kamau, who is president of the Washington, D.C. division of the UNIA. You there,
Yeah. Great Garvey Day to all. Great Garvey Day. I'm also on the line with a few other Garveyites from all over the world.
Yes.
If you all, Raj Jalliwell and Brother Shaka and Sister Makeda, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Makeda Dredd in San Diego at the World Beat Culture Center and creator of Bob Marley Day in San Diego. This is a great day.
Yes, Shaka Barak here in Chicago, and we too are having our birthday celebration for the alma mater Garvey within the next 2 hours here at 7915 South Exchange Avenue in Chicago. So those who want to come and participate, or if you want to call me, do so at 773-375-0100. 375-0100.
And I can also, let me ask you though, what's the atmosphere like in Chicago?
The atmosphere is the same. In the circle of Garveyites, the spirit is high.
Yeah.
On the normal scale of things inside of the African community, the spirit is low. As we prepare for the celebration, there's great expectation because we have been on the airways, we have been conversing with each other, we have been on the telephone, and so it's very exciting. But just like the rest of the African world, the overall condition of our people is that we are at a very low ebb. We are in a society that rejects us. We are in a system, a government that objects us. In fact, we have a president, as one artist said, who hates black people. And so, and I don't think that he was wrong, because in Chicago, we know what happened in Katrina and how our people were abandoned to die in Katrina. In Chicago, we just had a police commander who was responsible for the torture of over 140 black men, all forms of demonic torture of 140 black men. In Chicago, we see our young people going to jail as if they're going to a vacation. And unfortunately, those who call themselves the spiritual, religious, political, educational leaders are not able to do anything. They lack the vision. And so when you talk about the conditions in Chicago and the atmosphere in Chicago, these brothers and sisters are screaming, help, help. We're dying.
Let me ask you, though, Brother Shaka, I mean, you know, what you described there, and even going back to Katrina, but how much does that speak to the necessity of things Garvey envisioned, like the African legions, the Black Cross, to provide relief in disaster and calamities? And why have we failed as a people to recognize that, even when the man himself came and told us what we needed to do, and why are we still lacking those things in our community as a race?
Well, you're exactly right. It does say, and it should say to all of us, that the things that the alma mater Garvey did and that he told us to do were the things that were exact and correct and the things that we should do. Now, in reference to why isn't it being done, the reason that it isn't being done is because the alma mater Garvey was at war. And during the war, to liberate and educate and inspire our people and redeem our motherland Africa, the enemies of the alma mater Garvey and our race and Mother Africa attacked the alma mater Messiah Garvey. And since we had not ever had anything like that in recent memory, because it was the first and the largest mass movement, we did not know how to defend the alma mater Messiah Garvey. So even though some of us had the philosophy and opinions in our hand, we had never been responsible for building an empire in recent memory, and we didn't know how to defend ourselves against the armies of white supremacists. And then the last thing, which was the major reason why we haven't done what he did and what he told us to do, is that the Garveyites were not united. The enemy was so planted inside of the UNIA, as Marama mentioned on the other World Beat program, how the attacks against the alma mater Garvey that came from leaders, so-called leaders like Du Bois, Robert Abbott, but then you had the white colonial powers that wanted to disintegrate, to destroy Garvey's influence in Africa and in the rest of the world.
Let me ask you to hold it right there. Let me throw a question, though, to Kamal. Kamal, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What is being so close to the president himself in Washington, D.C., in terms of location, what's the atmosphere there like today?
Well, among the people here, first I'd like to say, again, great Garvey Day to everyone listening. The Honorable Marcus Garvey actually came to Washington quite a few times, and I've been doing a little historical study of that. And the atmosphere here today, unfortunately, is not a pleasant one amongst the African or the black people here in Washington. There's a lot of lack of justice we're receiving on all levels, but a lot of it, as the Honorable Marcus Garvey taught, has to do with us not being organized. The problem in Washington, you know, is just like everywhere else around the world, African people are in the majority in our neighborhoods, in our cities, and even in the world. We got 2 billion black African people the world over, some in Africa and some out of it. But the problem is not that we're outnumbered, only that we're out-organized. And we're not organized, again, because we're not listening to the great prophets and organizers like the Honorable Marcus Garvey, who came to share the message of what we can do if we put our minds together for the common good of our race. And because we didn't listen to him, and we didn't at that time, even though some and most people responded, we quickly ran when the enemy started putting the pressure on us. Yeah. When the Honorable Marcus Garvey started attacking the newspapers who were putting out the white bleaching cream for black people, the black newspapers, they were putting out messages that were negative and condescending about black people. And the Honorable Marcus Garvey stood up and risked and sacrificed public scrutiny. He risked his reputation to help us, and a lot of us let him down. And so today we are in the conditions we are because we did not embrace as a whole and continue to embrace the program. But a lot of us now, with our backs up against the wall, are starting to reconsider the value and the benefit of the Honorable Marcus Garvey.
I don't think they should hear it more than in the States where, the ramifications exist even more so than here. Majority black here, you have a lot of whites and a lot of other races there, and they just point you out like a sore thumb there. But we
go back to the phone lines. I think we have
Kamau.
Mario Kamau.
Yes.
Of course, for our listeners just joining us, we are joining. I don't know. It sounds like a roaming telecast. They've been doing it all morning on internet radio on various radio stations throughout the U.S. and now coming to you here in Jamaica. Brother Mario Kamau, president of the UNIA division in Washington D.C. Also, Brother Shaka, who is from the Marcus Garvey Institute in Chicago. Who else do we have online with us, Mario?
Well, I'm gonna try to. Can you hear me? I'm Makeda Dredd, and I'm
Makeda.
Yeah, I'm
Makeda from San Diego.
Yes.
Yes, we're hearing you a little better. Try to speak as loud as you can.
Okay, I sure will. Well, we're here, and we have Marcus Garvey Day with Sister Carol. So we've been celebrating Marcus Garvey for a long time, and so it's really great to have the brothers and sisters all over the world coming together in unity. Also, I just came back from Jamaica, and I was at Marcus Garvey's his place. We need to build up that house of Marcus Garvey and make that a museum. I think it's important that Jamaica really, you know, shows that respect for their first national hero, Marcus Garvey.
Well, the issue with that is that the government doesn't own the property, but I'm sure something can be negotiated. Apparently, the UNIA down here, along with another group, is going to take on the project, and a number of prominent parliamentarians have been making some noise about it, so I expect something will be done about it quite soon.
We also have another brother on the line, Ross Jalliwell.
Yes, I'm from San Diego, associated with the World Peace Center, and we're broadcasting on www.worldbeastcenter.org, One World Radio, for any of the listeners who wanted to join in. And
so
we're broadcasting 24 hours.
Yeah, we're broadcasting right now on oneworldreggae.com. So we are broadcasting.
We say hello to our listeners across the globe then. I'm coming to you from the corner, News Talk 93, Kingston. Well, I shouldn't wear in Kingston, but News Talk 93 from Jamaica.
Yeah, you can say hello to everybody because we're going to rebroadcast this on Clear Channel Broadcasting, 91X FM.
I'm going to ask you to just all hold the line. We have to take a commercial
or
break.
Or continue your conversations on the internet. News Talk 93, we need to pay some bills quickly, but we'll be back to pick up the discussion. Celebrating the 119th anniversary of the birth of our first national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Mosiah Garvey.
Now, did I understand the sister and brother to say that this broadcast is going to take place for 24 hours?
No, at the World Beat Center.
World Beat Center is 24 hours?
Yeah, we have our own station, and we're going to rebroadcast this again. Probably we'll do it 2 days.
Okay, here's what I'm asking. I'm getting ready to hold the birthday celebration here in Chicago. And so I'm going to have dignitaries and Garveyites that will be here for this celebration. And I want to know, and they'll be here until 9 o'clock tonight. Can I get them to call in?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Can you tell me the name of the website that we're on?
www.worldbeatcenter.org.
Worldbeatcenter.org.
Yeah, you can make it easy. It's,
okay, thanks a lot.
It's oneworldradio.com.
Yeah, oneworldradio.com.
Oneworldradio.com. Oneworldreggae.com.
Oneworld.
Reggae.
Reggae?
Dot com.
Reggae.com.
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot. Just continue holding, please.
Okay, so again, when my guests come in for the birthday celebration, they'll have a place that they can call.
It is against yes. The law to tamper. We're here for you the whole time. We'll be right here.
Until 9 o'clock tonight?
Anytime you want, we'll be here.
Okay, good.
Well, there's a program later tonight, too, on Gap Radio with Spartacus.
We can tap on that one.
Yeah, we can share that one, too.
Everything. We're here for you. This is yours. We don't own anything. This is owned by Marcus Garvey.
Okay. Yes, man.
This morning, when we were on the conference call with Garveyites from around the world at the Universal Marcus Garvey Birthday Celebration and Tribute, it was a portion of it was being recorded by the XNDRadio.com, XNDRadio.com. They will be airing that interview.
Back on, Jack.
Keeping you in touch with the issues and ideas of our communities. We have on phone with us Mr. Kamal from Washington.
We need to say good afternoon to all listeners across internet radio. We're also broadcasting through this Universal Garvey Day link up being organized by a number of Garvey supporters, enthusiasts, and UNI members across the globe. Brother Kamal, you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back on air. Sister Makeba?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we had interrupted you, if you had anything else you wanted to share, but I'll let you start it off.
Well, we need to always, you know, look to Africa, and also Jamaica is a little Africa. We want to give respect to, you know, Muta Baruka, who's been keeping everything going, and all the UNIA in Jamaica. And we want to say to the people of Jamaica, we love you, and keep your African heritage. The world is looking to you. Reggae music is all over the world, and Bob Marley has spread reggae music, and they're having a Marcus Garvey celebration in Peru, in Spanish. Marcus Garvey is all over the world, and the little island of Jamaica, you do not know how powerful you really are. So on a big up to Jamaica, keep it going, and don't bleach out your skin. Be proud of your heritage. I know a lot of bleaching is going on. Yes.
Thank you for those compliments. I'm sure our listeners appreciate, and I hope they take your words to heart and examine it. Brother Muta Baruka was with us on the program yesterday, and he certainly is continuing to keep up the good work. Mariam, I don't know if I've left out anybody else who is with you who we should give a chance to speak right now, or can we get into some questions?
Ross Jalliwell, did you adequately speak?
Well, what I would like to add is for us to remember, no matter where we are abroad, we are Africans. Whether you're in Jamaica, whether you're in Negroland, whether you're in Americland, or wherever you are, we are Africans, and we have to identify with that first. Because when we identify with these other names and places that we are, we have to remember that the majority of us got there through slavery. And that is identifying still with the Europeans' ideology of who we are. Now, the importance of that is what Marcus Mosiah Garvey raised in his philosophies and opinions, is that we have something bigger for us to work for and rally around than just where we are. Now, the red, black, and green flag that Garvey flew was to identify with who we are. The red, the black, and the green, the black for the people, the red for the blood we shed, and the gold for the things that they stole from us.
Yeah.
Now, the importance of that is when we all identify with oneness and being Africans, no matter what language we speak, no matter what piece of the land that we come from other than Africa, then we divide ourselves again. I'm Jamaican, you American, or Yankee, or you this and you that.
Even further than that, though, my brother, is the fractions and the splinter groups. You were speaking to the lady president of the UNIA Baltimore division a few minutes ago, and she was referring to, you know, splinter groups within the Garvey movement at large. Even Brother Shaka referred to our inability to fight the war that Mr. Garvey was leading us in, and a lot of it boils down to our disunity. I wonder if Mari Amar could just comment on where do we go from here as a movement in terms of addressing, you know, those issues.
Well, I tell you, you know, we honor the Honorable Marcus Garvey today. Part of the message I'm trying to share with everyone is I talk about Garveyism as a gospel of success. I think it's important that we not only study the man, but we study the plan, that we very elaborately examine the plan that the Honorable Marcus Garvey laid down, and if necessary, as we look to continue his work as a form of honor to his great legacy, I think it's important that we begin to introduce and reintroduce the program that he instituted the world. The plebiscite that he called in 1920 is something that many of us, now that we have this Garvey Day celebration, and we're starting to see Garveyites the world over are pouring in their solidarity on behalf of the Honorable Marcus Garvey. Many are starting to talk of an upcoming international convention, maybe on the scale the Honorable Marcus Garvey himself laid down, with 25,000 people from 40 different countries the world over. In fact, they even had 80,000 outside waiting, watching and trying to hear what's going on. You had parades that were miles and miles long. You had the kind of enthusiasm that we haven't seen since, that was generated by the thought of us coming together in a united African empire, this African Communities League. So what we're looking at now is trying to reassemble for all those of the world who understand the importance of race first and self-reliance. We are trying to assemble next year, if possible, an international convention. And so we ask everyone to please get in contact with a number of websites and contact information we have. I hope you put the Negro World website out there, Brother Stephen, because you are a serious point of contact.
Yeah, they can log on www.negroworld.com, the Negro World, of course, being the organ of the UNIA during the heyday of Marcus Garvey. I want to ask Brother Shaka something, though, because, you know, you used the expression there, Mari Amar, African Empire, and I wonder how politically correct is that term nowadays, given we have, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Africa is free now and they have independence and we have organizations like the African Union and so forth. I mean, is Garvey's vision, has Garveyism become a relic these days, Brother Shaka?
Oh, not at all. I think that when we look at Africa and its history in terms of like ancient Kemet, we had civilizations and empires that lasted long, much longer than the British Empire, much longer than the American Empire. And whether you like it or not, these are empires. America is an empire. Britain is an empire. France is an empire. They were an empire when they had colonies around the world. They are an empire today with their ties to different parts of the world through economics and through communications. And so the Honorable Marcus Garvey was right then, and he's right today, that we must think in terms of the fact that we are scattered all over the world. And if we become a power in different parts of the world because we unite in those parts of the world and we trade with each other in those parts of the world, then whether you call it an empire, or you call it Pan-Africanism, or you call it worldwide African unity, or you call it black supremacy, whatever name, a rose is still a rose. And so, no, I don't think that the idea of the empire is antiquated. In fact, let's get the empire, and then if we don't lack it, we'll call it something else. But let's strive and maintain the empire urge.
Yes, I. August is a very, very special time for Garveyites and the lovers of Marcus Garvey. It's a very important month worldwide. It's African Liberation Month. This month is the birthday of Marcus Messiah Garvey. This year will mark the 119th birthday of this great champion of African redemption, Marcus Messiah Garvey. On August 19th, the reggae world lost one of its most prominent figures, Joseph Hill, the leader of the veteran reggae group Culture. Joseph Hill passed away unexpectedly of a sudden illness. At that time, the group was in Berlin, Germany, at the midpoint of a European tour. Long live Joseph Hill. Bless his wife Pauline, his son Kenyatta, and his family. Here's Joseph Hill live on his last San Diego concert right here on Reggae Makossa.
The forces of justice! Come on, give it up all the way from yours! Blessed love, are you ready? Let's give some praises and give thanks to the people in Louisiana. Dedicate the night to them.
moving direct from Kingston, Jamaica. I said, are you ready? Are you ready? Blessed love, the mighty Joseph Hill and Culture.
Bye-bye.
Everybody wants some reggae. Always remember, I always have a good evening for you. And just to remind you that I am not weary, I am back. Slice of Zion and give me a piece. Give me a piece of that. Kingston come to America. No make no feel no way, man. We have to roll with the time because if you hold, you're cold. You understand what I say? And yeah, you my man, hold go with bad mind, but young go with what? The music. Mr. Music, come on, yes, sir.
Mount Zion is the right. It's like like that Mount Zion is far. It's like that Mount Zion belongs to. It's like that Mount Zion is for us.
Thank you very much. I'm just sounding up the old reggae cymbal. Riot! Thanks for all my friends and friends together. I and I just children a one bird we flock together. Walla 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 come here, slip a yak eh. Walla 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 come here. Dem a have a he. Behold a dem a come balla. Bala, go make me sleep aya, sleep aya. Bala, ma kambala, kambala, go make me sleep aya, sleep aya. Ema avari, the world a dem a kambala, kambala, go make me sleep aya, sleep aya. Bala, ma kambala, kambala, sleep aya, sleep aya. Ema comfy. Rasta people like the bee jump bird. Bee jump bird, my heart like bee jump bird. They just like eat, jump but nothing at all. They're not going to be. Rasta people like the bee jump bird. Eating jump bird, but nothing at all. Morning, noon, and night. Scold the children, my God. It's getting from bad to worse. The fool is getting fooler, and the wise is not getting any wiser. Listen to me carefully while we warn the children and bring up a better generation. Come with it, slow it down.
Be the children, must get a blow. That must be the
bring so much peace and rest. Why, oh, why? Disobedient children. Disobedient children. Disobedient children must get a blow. They must feel it. Disobedient children. Oh, they die. Disobedient children must get a blow. Ha, ha. Disobedient children, aye. But you will be, aye. Disobedient children, after you get a blow. Disobedient children, must get a blow. Yes. Already they keep worrying, saying they can't end this and that. They keep going and they can't get this and that. Disobedient children, I'll be getting low. Da 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 da. Disobedient children, must get a blow. Happy to have you. We are happy to be together. And if there's any mercy in our heart, we would say, Lord, have mercy upon New Orleans. Let me hear say, Jah,
Rastafari.
They ain't heavy, they are my brothers. Anyway. Together in sympathy and love for your brothers. Mm. Is anybody home? Is anybody home? Let me tell you something. When one American has suffered, all America is suffering.
Breaking it the other.
down the names of one man writing in the other man.
The monkeys have no speech. They say the birds have no speech. But let me tell you, they live much better than man. Yeah, when man and man and man and man and man 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 out a street a fight, they might unite. For the lion in the jungle united. While man they out a street them fighting. So in a Babylon, I and I come to ask a water go on. Run it! Take Thank you very much. Now, we are about to address this one. Come around us with some music.
It's beeping in my heart and I've got to cry out. I've got to speak, I've got to be down suffering. Open up your eyes and see the wickedness that Babylon be carrying on. Open up, turn and look and see the way the angry people in the street.
And praises. Yes, ma'am.
Somebody tell me.
You know, I heard them say this state has become a no-smoking state. I don't have to smoke, but I will have to legalize the herb. How you feel? It's not all about smoking. It's all about legalization and satisfaction.
Hey, Rasta in Babylon and Ronaldo. And I bounce a head for the ganja root. And it make I feel sick. Thank you.
We are not doing anything wrong. We are just polishing up our little Jamaica. So polish down Jamaica a little bit. Brandish some music. Christopher Columbus did discover anything. Tell me if we are stupid. I want to know where was the presence of your mother, your father, great-grandfather, and basic father. Just a come, just a boom, father, boom, 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 father, boom, bam, 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 bam. Stupid or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. Oh my God. Hell went wrong, you know. Hell went wrong. Nobody knew. Nobody was paying attention. But let me tell you something. Hell broke loose and got mended by love. Let me tell you something, man. Mr. Music, will you please play?
Trying hard to stir the Rasta man in Canada. You're trying hard to stir the Rasta man. Babylon, you can't stir the Rasta man. Babylon, you
I'm so happy to have you here. Yeah! See? We have gotten up that you can be calling for many. So, this is what we are going to do. We are not going to starve anybody. We are going to just put enough pan plenty.
Watch them, but I know you're gonna run. Yeah.
Because if music was the food we would have eaten. But you know something? Some people don't know the food. You know what? I think it's time for the people to have world peace. What's wrong? Somebody is fighting for what? The birds in the air, the flowers in the field are not fighting. Behold, every prospect pleases, and only man is vile. Shall we have the song called World Peace?
Hey, man over here, sir. Yes, me, I talk to you. Yes, you man from over bush. You don't know if you're talking, people want some peace, though. Yes, come on, I need the marijuana tree. I want to talk to you. Come up and read the Bible. Let us say we can't take another war. We want world peace. Can't take another war.
Sophisticated guns. You don't see that.
Every day they use the money and build up sophisticated bombs.
Wagwan.
Warren. Mass destruction. And no peace.
Go barroot.
Warren. And no dirty teeth.
Tell you bear back as it is. You know why no war can't stop nowhere for now? People needs respect, fraternity, equal rights and justice. I think I hear Peter talk about that thing, you know. That equal rights and justice thing. Me go talk about equal rights and justice thing. Babylon, oh yes, listen, man. If you know the truth and refuse to speak the truth, man, I recognize you as boss's slave. How you feeling, Irie? Don't sit around and be a boss's slave and a suffer. Come with it.
Crying out for peace.
Zion time in a Babylon. Here, get serious. Babylon not playing with you. So if you want to play with them, it's up to you, Mr. Music.
Try to know this. What you sow is what you reap. Try to know this. Anything away you give away you get. Here am I. Said I don't want to be shut out of Zion Gate. I don't want to be shut out of Zion Gate. I don't want to be shut out of Zion Gate. I need your name. To live in this world I care.
Are you ready to go home? Okay, well, I don't blame you. And you know why I don't blame you? They said good girls and boys goes to heaven. But you know what? Bad boys and girls go everywhere.
Yeah!
Troubling the man. I am not bashing him, but listen. If I was the president, ruling in America's resident, this is what I would have to tell the policeman, dear sheriff. But every time you see the marijuana, drive away the car and leave it on. The people of America, they really need some privacy, don't you? Rub up a traffic, the doctor, boom. Another traffic commissioner, boom. Another draw, even for your lawyer too, he will be in court. Another little traffic, the president. Him said that he threw the resident. The rest will let you take it straight to the hospital. Come, come, let us do it. Legalize it. Somebody! Chat to me! Anybody feeling good in the house? Rasta God. Me mama Rasta Barai. All because them know the marijuana. Keep black and white man together. Them no want to see no peace, no love, no harmony. Reigning among us. Tell them about the fussing and the fighting. The war and the big gun buying. That's all they want to see in Babylon society. Away with that! Legal. Somebody say yes! Somebody say yes! Somebody say yes! Yes! The people are gone! Ha! Legal. We want to know. Everybody want to. Well, every corner of the woods I go in America, there's a special animal. One of the oldest animals known in Jamaica happens to be the moose. Will I have a reggae year as old as any moose in America? Do you want to hear me whole moose reggae? The whole moose. Come down with the moose. Bass and drums. Somebody put your hands together for your man bass. Telford Nelson, would you raise your hands to the brother? Brother Albert Walker, love you too. Well, I love you for the reason that I love you before. And if you ask me for the reggae, I will play some more. Yes, truly, Brother Josephine, I thank you very much. It's a pity we have got to go. La 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 la
you very much. I'm sort of planning to say, it is so nice to be so nice. I so appreciate love to see you all turning up. Maybe, can I do, maybe I ask you, can I do another song for you? Can you play me that same song that you have on your page? As we move.
Do you want some more? Do you want some more culture? Original roots reggae music. You don't hear it like this anymore. You want some more culture? I can't hear you. Valley of Tavern, San Diego. Let's hear for the veteran reggae artist, Joseph Hill, and culture. I can't hear you. I want to hear it all the way to Kingston, Jamaica. Bring them back. Bring them back. You want some more culture? San Diego hasn't seen culture in years. You want some more culture? I can't hear you. You want some more over there? You want some more back there? Bring them back. Bring them back, San Diego. Put your hands together for Joseph Hill and culture.
So tiny pop.
Tribal war, kings of the problem. What a war, tribal.
drum and bass.
Another time I saw a ladies' war. But they were planning
to march up to such house.
I said, lady, tell me, where are you going?
She said, I'm going to stand up and fight for my right.
You alone. Tribal war can't solve this problem. No, 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 no. Tribal war can't solve it at all. Did you hear? Tribal war can't solve this problem. Tribal war can't solve it at all.
Tough with tough like rock, dance back. Run it!
The eyes of Jah is looking down, but they cannot see.
know something. I want to hear from you. Do you remember Brother Bob Marley, anybody? Well, as I sing this song, I can remember easily, like yesterday. If Brother Bob was here, you know, he would just change it over. And this is what we would say.
I'll play your favorite song, darling, to rock you all night long, darling. I'm gonna play your favorite song, darling, to rock you all night long, darling. While quiet is the night,
please turn off the light. Let the music rock you. The mellow moon has got me. For I've got love. What are you, ladies?
Love, sweet love, darling.
For I've got love,
darling. I love, I love, I love, I love,
darling. Somebody pray the bridge for me. The hammer wild,
the iron is at work, you
try the hammer wild,
the iron is at work, you
try the hammer wild,
the iron is at work, you open up your heart, open up your heart, let love go flowing down. Remember, when the man, the ganja man, them get arrested, and when them come back a street, Babylon think we done, we just a come. When we go to jail for one little spliff and come back and twist round and twist round Babylon and yell up and say, yeah! Our sweetie boy Babylon. Well, I want to tell Babylon something. He goes up. Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get beer. Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get beer.
Tell him again.
Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get beer.
Sing again.
Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get beer. They say that he's young. They say that he's strong. They say that he's young. And he will live long. You've got to let him go.
Why?
You've got to let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Why?
You've got to let him go.
Let him go.
You've got to let him go.
Why?
Yeah.
The Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get me.
What you say?
Rudy come from jail, boy. Rudy get me.
Where's the room, boy?
You're gonna
Rudy come from jail, boy. They hate and they scorn. They make him feel blue. They lock him on wood. And they make him feel blue. So
let him go.
You've got to let him go.
Oh, yeah.
Got to let him go.
Let him go.
Give me little, give me little.
Why?
Let him go. You've got to. Try the hammer wall. The iron is on somebody. Try the hammer wall. The iron is on somebody. Try the hammer wall. The
Thank you, baby.
Hope you like the show. Very, very powerful, powerful show, especially with Joseph Hill. We know we love you. Joseph, you will be with us always. Give thanks, beloved, and stand firm. This is Reagan Makosa signing off. Stay prayed up and treat each day as if it was your last. Praise up His Imperial Majesty, Marcus Garvey. You're with us every day. Blessed love.